You're listening to the show about Gary Leaf and it's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
And I'm Miss Blinsky.
Hold on to your haversack. Let's roll.
I guess I could try to fly a little bit forward and see if what I can see. Sure. Because then I'll also try to see if there's traps or something else if I can see it.
So you're going to fly ahead of Gwen?
Yeah, I'll fly a little bit ahead of Gwen. Oh, God. Will's in the front. Oh, God. Look at Eric's been waiting for this forever. That's terrifying. I fly behind everybody.
You turn around, they're all gone.
Oh, no.
So then you are the first one to see as you're following along this trail up ahead from your vantage point. You see sort of in the middle of where these footprints are leading a chest, like a treasure chest, just sitting there.
The footprints are already up to it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think past, maybe, or are they just up to it?
You have to get closer. You're not
right,
sure.
I'm going to message to Gwen while I'm still within range and say, there's a chest up ahead with the footprints leading to it. Be careful. And then I'll try to fly a little bit further just to see if I can see whether the footprints keep going. Because if they keep going, it might just be a trap. But if not, he might be there and might destroy us in some way.
Okay. The footprints do keep going past the chest.
Okay, and then I fly right back, and I'm like, okay, treasure chest ahead. Footprints keep going by it. Either he wants to tempt us or kill us, or maybe there's just something there, and he's just a weirdo that's just wanted to play one prank. I think Bathwack should open it and fall inside to his doom.
Well, is the chest glowing from the detect magic?
If you do you stop or... Do you try to get closer?
If I hear there's a chest, I'm gonna take a look at it and see if it's glowing and stuff.
The range on detect magic is about 30 feet. So as soon as you see this chest before you get in that range, and it just seems to be sitting there. Mm. It's a wood chest with metal banding, and you get within the range where you would expect your detect magic to work, and it is not glowing.
Hmm.
Then I think Gwen's going to cast Mage Hand and see if the chest can be opened with that.
All right. So you cast Mage Hand and, try to open the chest.
Oh, hey guys.
That one too.
I have Find Traps.
Ooh, yes.
I haven't gotten to use this one yet. Let me just check it though. I want to make sure. 120 feet. How far ahead is... I don't see that. Can I... I can't see it, can I?
I mean, I'm assuming you're all kind of keeping close together. Gwen is within 30 feet of it now.
Oh, all right. Very good. Mm-hmm. I'm not that far behind then.
All right. Well, you're thinking about Find Traps. The Mage Hand, you are unable to open the chest with Mage Hand.
Oh, bummer.
Ooh. Is it locked or... I wouldn't know.
Your heart, you can't tell.
Yeah.
I just cast Find Traps.
Yeah, you don't detect any traps within the range of Find Traps.
All right, there's no traps here, guys.
Oh, well, then I couldn't get it open with Mage Hand, so I'm going to see if I can't, get it open with my my lollipop quarterstaff before I touch it.
Okay. Mm. Describe that to me.
Okay, so she just takes it, Gwen's still kind of like a little hesitant about it, just because they're what happened with the pit. So trying to kind of like jam it like in between the top where it opens and the bottom to kind of try to, get the top to open up.
Okay. So, there's not really like a noticeable crack to be able to wedge something of this size into. It's not like a shiv or something like that, or a lock pick, but you try to just kind of muscle it open, you're not able to get the top of the chest open like that with whatever force you're able to exert on it. And when you try to pull the quarterstaff back, it is stuck to the chest.
Oh.
What?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You guys, I'm in a bit of a pickle here.
What? What's going
on? Wait, it's not magical. It's not a trap, but it's sticking. Is it sticky? What is the problem
here? Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I'm not going to touch it, but she's going to keep trying to pull her lollipop off of it. Pretty sure it's the chest and not my lollipop.
You weren't licking it on our way here?
Oh, no.
Rufina was.
That's metal.
Yeah, Gwen has lots of fillings. She would never do that.
Wait a second. Oh, my God. Will has a flashback. Wait a second. Wait. Nobody touch this thing. Back at the beginning of this horrible period of my life, and by that I mean basically the entire time I've known you guys, there was a time where, remember, Nick, before he met you, before I met you.
He's not here.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Where is he?
Sucks.
You're all like, wait, where did we?
Who's Nick?
Exactly.
Castle Ravenloft.
Yeah. So back when we first met each other, we were in this really weird house, and his face got stuck to a door, and then the door tried to eat him. What if this is the same situation? Is this thing going to eat us, just like the door did?
Well, I don't care. I need my lollipop quarterstaff back. And I think Gwen's going to cast Eldritch Blast on it then. Not the lollipop, but the chest.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so we've got a 24, a 21, and a 10. The first two smash into the chest, and you see these blasts sort of hit the chest and are kind of like absorbed into it, and you hear a...
Oh, I was right! Will's an adventurer! I say that with sarcasm, you guys. I'm not excited that I know that information. That is awful that I know that information. But yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It's like a monster. Watch out. It's going to eat you.
And I need everybody something. To roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
So we had Will got a 10, mm-hmm. Rufina got a 17, Gwen got a 15, and Bathwick rolled a...
Spanakopita.
1, for a total of 2.
So shouldn't the lowest numbers go first?
In Gloomhaven, that's right. Very good, Abby.
Oh, I know that.
No. I'm
we did
the
that
only
right.
one who doesn't know Gloomhaven stuff.
No, you knew that. You hated it.
I didn't even remember it. That's how quickly I forgot it. We played it just like a couple weeks ago.
So I'm sorry to inform you, Rufina. You are first.
I don't like going first.
Why not?
Because then I have to think really hard and really fast, and I don't do that very well.
You've got this, Abby. We've been doing this for, what, 4 years?
You've been waiting
five
that
years?
Long for me to make decisions. I know.
You've got this.
Okay. All right. So what am I fighting? Am I fighting the box? Nothing has really materialized other than the fact that the box is sticking to the quarterstaff.
And it made a
and
noise.
And it made a noise when it got hit.
All right.
And it didn't really look like a blast hitting a thing of wood. It kind of like absorbed into it.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to try to banish it.
Okay.
Boop-a-doop-a-doo-doo. I really hope this doesn't take the quarterstaff with it.
Okay. So that is a charisma saving throw versus your spell save DC, which
is 16.
It says 16. Is that right? Cool. All right. Here we go. Let's see how wise this chest is. And the chest disappears.
Where's the quarterstaff?
In Gwen's hands.
Oh, nice.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. Wow.
Sorry, guys. Now we don't know what it is. Poof. We can either wait here for it to come back or we can run
it's
away.
It's a monster thing.
Wait, I need to know,
to
guys.
Nick.
I'm sorry. I need to know. Rufina, what did you throw?
I don't have any bananas. I do have banana peels. So that's what I threw.
Okay.
Banana peel mission. Yes. I was waiting to compost, but
are they like almost compost basically at this point?
Yeah, I know. Rufina has a portable compost in one of her lanky sacks. It's like,
that is one of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like just one of the sacks is just full of dirt.
It's just
and
the pocket
peels
she puts
in.
Banana peels
yeah,
in.
Yep. And worms. She's like a walking worm farm. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I love that so much.
All right. So it was a monster and it tried to kill Nick, and it doesn't just stay in one place, right? Like from what I remember, from what Will,
when you
he grabbed on Nick
it,
and we
yeah,
hit
it like had these like
right tentacles
like pod,
and everything,
like
so
pseudopods
it, yeah.
that was like slashing out. And
so I think we need to get away from here, but also I don't think this thing is going to let us catch it. I think we have to set up a trap, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll get to me soon enough. We're just having a bit of fun.
Will says.
Just follow my feet.
Fuck your feet. No, I'm not into that. That's just, sorry. That's not what I meant. Just fuck you.
Looks like Will has a fetish.
That's the name of a karaoke bar in Tivoli.
Fuck your feet. Okay. Oh, no. This is bad news.
I think you need something lucky, don't you? That mimic's going to come back.
A mimic?
Oh, that's what it is. A mimic.
I didn't know what it was.
Oh, jeez.
But...
Hey, little short guy who's about my height. I just want
girl!
You to know that. Oh, you are a girl.
Really?
Yes.
And you're a girl?
Oh, hey.
My apologies, person. A female. That is my height. Hello. I just wanted you to know that Will is not going to take your game very, very, I mean, he's going to take it very seriously. And so if you're being mischievous and fun, just know that he is going to...
he's anti-fun.
He's anti-fun. Exactly.
Oh, maybe so, we'll need to fix that.
Oh, stay away
okay.
from me.
I've been trying to fix it for like 4 weeks now.
It's accurate.
Nobody can have fun in the woods, you guys. What's wrong with you? How would you expect me to have fun in the woods? Look around us. It's just dirt.
Well, come on, guys. We probably should get away unless we really want to fight
yeah,
whatever that was.
Nine, yeah, we gotta go. I'm walking away
eight,
or flying away.
Seven.
Flying.
Oh, no.
Six.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Okay, run!
Anyway, you run away. And it you look back and it pops into existence back behind you. You've never seen a banishment finish up because
like that.
It just doesn't happen.
There he is!
Oh, look at that.
Cool.
It's a chest indeed.
They can look like anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chests are very common though, because...
Because
D&D players
and
are greedy.
People want to. Oh
stuff.
Yeah, it's yeah. like them. It's like the evil mailbox in Toe Jam and Earl, my favorite Sega game.
They're very rarely porta potties.
That would have gotten Bathwack. Bathwack would have been
oh,
like, I have to
Gwen's
go in this
gone.
Bathroom.
Yep. Oh, Gwen's
oh,
back.
No.
Hello.
I see Gwen, but I don't see Denise.
Yeah.
Can I please tell
Did
you,
you banish
that every
her?
Time you laugh? Oops! I threw the banana peel in the wrong direction.
Oh, oh no!
Now,
oh,
ah! That's weird.
What the heck?
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
You're the only constant in our life, Abby.
I know.
Oh, what's hello.
My... Oh,
there we go.
Ooh, that was weird.
That was weird.
You
it
left
just dropped.
Comics left
now.
Too. Yeah, that's
it,
weird.
Yeah, it dropped. It just dropped the call completely.
That's
did
weird.
Yours drop too, Alex?
No, I dropped it because I
wanted
to see if I
us.
Could get the video back.
Oh, you
so that I could see Eric.
Huh?
I haven't seen Eric at all tonight.
Oh, you guys.
Aww, you miss him. And you
slow
really
hand
yeah.
touch.
He looks like Don,
go, put your
Don
hand
Knotts
touch
tonight.
The screen, Alex. Touch it. Touch
reach
it.
Out
look,
and
you could
touch
reach
it.
You could reply to me on Telegram and it'd also be like we were touching.
You could reply. Oh.
Look. Elliot.
Oh, crap.
All right. Quickly what were we saying?
Checks Telegram.
so yeah, the mimic pops into view behind you, and it starts hopping along, and it's
oh.
like half a chest and half these like weird amorphous
Whoa.
Blobs, but it can't keep up.
Ah, get out of here!
Mimics have a speed of 15 feet. So
oh, interesting. Poor little thing. It's probably hungry.
Probably.
I wish Halula
was here. Yeah, it almost ate my quarterstaff.
I keep closing roll 20. Gosh dang it.
Gosh dang it.
Gosh dang it. All right. So are everybody still following the Cloverfoot? Cloverfeet?
Will's trying Cloverfeet desperately monster? To think of a way to trap this thing, but he doesn't know what it is. And he's in the woods. So, like, he's just out of his element completely.
Gwen's following it, but if it's been 10 minutes, she's probably going to cast Detect Magic again.
It probably would be about time to do that. Yep, if you want to keep that active, it's probably a good idea.
What is happening?
Yeah, I just had video drop for a second.
Denise is very vulnerable to it.
Suddenly all dropped out?
Yeah, all of it dropped out. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it disconnected me again.
Do you think it's because I set the lights up to be on our Wi-Fi, outdoor lights?
Definitely.
And now someone is breaking into our call. Putin, get out of here, Putin. Outdoor lights.
First our elections, now our podcast.
The most important thing in America.
Pork someone call Rudy dice. Giuliani.
Ew. His hair dye, guys.
Oh. All right, I have no idea what was going on. I'm sorry.
Gwen was casting Detect Magic.
Oh, right.
Yep. Back up.
Whoop,
poop.
Is that what you just said?
Yep. Will's got this glowing membrane behind him as he's gliding through your cloak.
Because of Detect Magic. Uh-huh. I'm like, why do his glowing membrane? What am I? Am I a bat person? Like, what's happening?
Just your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You're just glowing membrane. Okay. So yeah, you continue on through the woods.
Okay.
Following these clover feet.
Oh,
feet's
no.
Prints.
God, I need to come up with a plan.
I was trying to figure out what it was I was picturing. And it was picturing Will as one of the aliens from Abyss.
The water one? I remember.
Aren't they like all
membraney?
I can't remember. Yeah. It's been so long.
I picture
long
him as an alien from
movie.
Killer Clowns.
Oh, no.
Maybe we should take a break
maybe
now.
Maybe we should. And then we can
things will pass.
All right. So off through the woods you go. Clover footprints leading the way. And eventually up ahead, you can see it looks like maybe another clearing.
Uh-oh.
There's more light. The natural canopy overhead seems to be diminishing, and eventually you all skid to a stop, Scooby Doo style, at the edge of a meadow.
Does my cloak also do that?
Across this little clearing, smaller than the four leaf clover meadow you had encountered, you see this figure. Again, leaning casually up against a tree.
Mm.
And the tree that they're leaning up against, it's very big, very wide tree. And in the center of the trunk at ground level, there's a small wooden door.
Awesome. Okay.
At what level?
Ground level.
Ground level, sorry.
Yep.
I take a while to catch
it's
up.
It's a Keebler elf tree.
It has a picture of a Christmas tree on it.
Oh!
On the door.
That's an Easter egg.
Yes, it's an Easter egg.
I always wondered how weird Easter Land would be.
Why isn't there a sequel?
Where's Jack Skellington?
Yes, I know.
Like, for real.
Well, we've got Mr. Pumpkin here. That's close.
That's true.
How does she know that?
It's not true.
What do you mean?
So is anything like in the clearing glowing?
The person is. The figure is.
Mm.
The figure, okay.
You guys are a little closer than last time. You can tell it's definitely a female figure. It's hard to tell how old they look. Not that you have any...
Is she wearing a hat?
Frame of reference. No hat.
How far away is she?
At this point, about 40 feet. Did you find anything lucky yet?
Just you, dear.
Yeah, I almost lost my lollipop. That kind of wasn't cool.
But did you lose it?
No. As I said, it's just kind of not cool. It
right.
would have been really not cool if I lost it.
Right.
So.
No, but you didn't. So it's but of fun.
It was a bit silly.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Did anybody enjoy falling down the hole?
Oh, yeah. Quite.
It was amusing.
I thought so.
How do you feel about gold?
Gold? Oh, I love gold.
Really?
Do you want some gold?
No, I was wondering if you wanted some.
Oh, I've got lots of gold. You want to see?
Oh, I see. Money bags, I see.
You want some
gold? Yes, I do want to see.
All right, come on.
I don't need any gold. I don't want it. I just want to see it.
Okay, come on then. And she turns and she opens the door in the tree and she runs in.
Oh, no, we're not going in this tree, you guys. No way.
How big is the door? Like, is Gwen going to fit in it?
You'd have to crouch down.
Okay, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Gwen's just going to walk over to the door then.
Okay.
No, no! This is a death trap!
And it will. I mean, there's no traps. I mean, there's nothing glowing. There's nothing magical here.
But it is a tree. And if I were to set fire to it, you'd be trapped inside and on fire.
Sorry, maybe I didn't say. The door is definitely glowing.
Mm.
It's open, though, right now.
Not for us, though.
It's open?
Yeah, right now it's open.
Okay.
I'll bet it's bigger on the inside, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, Gwen's going to go and kind of take a look inside then if it's still open.
Okay. So you get closer and you look in and it looks like it's just like a little sort of like area carved into the tree.
Is it small?
Pretty small. Yeah. It's maybe like 3.5 feet tall, maybe, you know, 3 feet deep. Just like an empty space.
We don't see the little chicky?
Nope.
I'm going to get a little closer. Can I see anything with the robe of eyes?
Nope. The robe of eyes reveals nothing else to you other than this just open space within the tree.
I'm going to try to squeeze in.
Okay. Yeah, you fit in easily, Rufina. You go
in. Is there a kitchen?
So as you step into the space in the tree, no kitchen reveals itself to you, unfortunately. Also, the door slams shut behind you.
Oh!
Hello!
You're in complete darkness.
Oh, no.
You guys can hear Rufina within.
Rufina?
Hello?
What's going on in there?
Hello, it's dark.
Are you kidding? Are you trapped in a trap? I told you guys this was a trap.
I think it's a trap. I think it's harmless, maybe. So far, I'm not dead.
Bathwack, where's that giant axe that we found in the tree that was magical?
Right here.
Chop this fucking tree down, you asshole little creature. Yeah, chop it.
You guys, why don't we just try the door?
Door, guys.
It sounds too easy. Try it.
Here, let me try my side, too, and I will either rattle the doorknob if there is one or push otherwise.
Okay. So, Rufina, you try the door, and it opens easily, and the door swings open, and you are looking out into open space.
Oh, my gosh. Shit. Oh, my gosh.
You think you're about, like, 60 feet up.
In the air?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
There's branches all around. And
do I see down? I thought I was in a different...
You're still standing in the tree. If you stick your head out and peer down, and you can see way down there. You see the heads of Bathwack and Will and Gwen.
Hello, what? I'm up here.
Okay,
this is great.
And this is a clearing, so I can't fly with my.
Is anyone up there with you?
I scan the horizon.
You see,
what do I see?
You see a sailing ship. No, you don't see.
Clipper.
Most of your vision is obscured by like branches and things, but nothing immediately visible to you. No, you don't see the leprechaun or anybody else or anything like that up here. Oh no! Wait, there's a squirrel.
Oh. Hello, squirrel.
It's not a badger.
It's furry, for though. It. It's hairy.
Yep.
Yeah. For a second, you almost lunged at it.
Oh, crap. I don't have it prepared. I wanted to speak with it. Oh, well. Wait till tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. So how do we get her down?
I'm not worried, guys. Just fly up and get me, Will.
I have to cast fly then. I can't use the dumb cloak. It's sunny here.
I thought you were flying right now. Did you stop?
I was using the cloak, but it doesn't work when it's sunny. So, and it's
this
sunny
is why
here.
Abby needs to pay attention better. Okay, got it.
How much do you weigh?
It's rude.
I'll just climb down.
Oh, God, no. Don't do that.
I can climb up. Get her.
How? It's 60 feet in the air.
Something like that.
No, this
okay,
doesn't.
Okay,
no.
No. I'll just wait.
Doesn't make sense. I'll cast fly. Will resignedly cast fly. He's not going to let Rafina get hurt.
Are you casting it on anybody else?
On myself.
Just,
no, because I don't
want using it
wanna...
as the third level spell?
I'm very hale and hearty.
Yeah, but... Will...
Are you hairy?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to cast it at a higher level, so I'm just going to cast it on myself.
That's what I figured.
I go up and get her.
Zoom.
Yep.
Okay.
That was fun.
How do you carry Rafina?
She like it's weird because she's small, but she's an old lady, so it's weird that I
want to hang on the back of your neck.
Yeah, I know that. I think like it's awkward because it's like I'm like, and then she just grabs the back of my neck, and I'm like, this is better. All right, back. And I just fly down. It's preferable to hugging, so he's like, that's fine. Choking is better. Let's go.
Keep going.
Yeah, and then I fly down, and then I fly all around as high as I can, and like he's using his spell
now. Unrestrained now,
because he is irritated at this thing. I want to look up high. I want to see if there's something that would indicate a direction we should go. I want to see if this little creature is anywhere.
Okay,
roll for
perception.
Yeah. Oh, seven. Poops.
You pulled a Gwen.
Yeah,
a seven. With a seven, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
The weather is great.
Mm-hmm.
The sun just feels great. Like you're out of the trees and there's like a nice breeze up there.
Yeah.
Unhampered by the trunks of the trees.
It's like the first time I've flown high in the sun in this world, in my world.
Wow. Right. Oh, yeah.
To actually like enjoy enjoy the fact that I'm flying for a second.
Uh-huh.
Just for a second. Will doesn't enjoy anything for too long. Then he's shit.
I don't know why Backpack liked it so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then and off in the distance, there's even like this like big like rainbow sort of like arcing up over the trees.
Whoa. I'm like, whoa, you guys.
It's
that's
like
amazing. It's like this is where we live.
Grander
this is
than
incredible.
Any like rainbow you've ever seen. It almost looks like solid, like something
is
you could walk
this
on.
This nature?
Is it Rainbow Road?
Yeah. Is it a weird looking
You
rainbow?
See a little car on it.
Just fly off of it and die because that's all that happens on the Rainbow Road.
Me every time.
I see Rafina in a car flying off the Rainbow Road over and over. Lakitu is getting very frustrated. Okay.
I'm always Yoshi.
I used to always be Yoshi too. Now I don't know what I pick anymore. I think I do pick Dry Bones all the time when we played.
Depends on the game.
I like Dry Bones.
It's Double Dash. You got to pick small characters so you can have the best car in the game.
That's the train. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Eric beat everybody all the time. Nobody could beat him on that game. Nobody.
Yep. Because you insisted on playing the heavy-ass characters, and they're just not as good.
I like Bowser! And he sucks! I love Bowser, though.
You had to pick Toadette and...
Fuck Toadette!
And a green Koopa.
Toad is... God. Eric annoyingly loves Toad. Loves Toad.
The only character better than Toad is Daisy.
Daisy, too! I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I love to play Daisy!
Oh, no! Why are you guys my friends? I refuse. Now I feel like Will.
The trifecta. Toad, Daisy, and Waluigi.
You love those guys.
Oh, Waluigi.
I love Waluigi
so
much.
Crazy.
Eric loves Waluigi so much.
Waluigi is the best.
But is the rainbow weirdly solid? Like, does it actually look weird to me? I mean, I've probably seen a rainbow before.
Yeah. Like once you saw a rainbow when you were outside.
I didn't even notice it. I was too busy working. And that's life, you guys. You got to stop and look at the rainbows. Mm-hmm. Wow. Will's learning a lesson.
Will's teaching a lesson.
Yes.
Will starts going.
You
got to
stop
guys,
and look at the rainbows
really
or else
learning.
You'll turn into Will.
Sometimes you got to start learning how to fly and then looking at rainbows. It's beautiful. I just die. Like, my brain can't comprehend being happy.
I told you I'd teach you.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck
That's
you.
That's right. She did it.
Brings,
she did it.
Brings me back. I get mad
Nobody
again.
Nobody tells me nothing.
So, wait, did you say that the rainbow does look weird? Oh, okay. How far away is it?
Not that far.
Okay.
It's kind of in the direction you've
There's
been going.
There's another rainbow, and it's, wait, I thought it was cool, but now it sucks, just like everything else. And it's over there, and I'm going to point. Stupid rainbow.
What's wrong with the rainbow?
If Gwen sees us, she's going to just go towards the rainbow.
Gwen,
you
no!
can't see it down on the ground, but you Will told you where it is.
Yeah.
It's like another rainbow? I'm there. I am totally there.
It's not whatever you think it is. It's just this creature that's leading us around. We got to do something about it. Come on, guys. I don't know if Gwen responds. Or is she just taking off?
Rainbow.
I'm on the ground now, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, Will didn't just like take off and have a little joyride while you're choking him.
Yeah.
It's all an hallucination. Will then passes out and you guys plummet to the ground and you die.
There's a rainbow over there. Guys, there's a rainbow. What? Oh, hello. Yeah, no, I think if I see everyone just going towards the rainbow, I take like one last second and look around and go like, wow, it is pretty cool. But I'm looking for Tivoli, even though it's far away. It's this really pathetic, aww, like, where's Tivoli? It's not here.
You don't see it.
I know.
So Gwen has taken off into the woods, you guys.
Yes.
I guess
should
we
leave her
go.
Behind? Let's go back. We're done here, right? Let's go find lizards. I'm
Mo,
kidding.
Is that what Will? Mo is, is that your me impression, Mo? Wow.
You got me.
You're good. That's
Let's be in city. Let's live in weird boxes made of wood and sleep on things
Listen,
with
Mo,
feathers.
It's called a house. What's wrong with you? Let's live in weird hole in ground where we wash ourselves with the same water we drink.
What?
That's you. That's my impression of you. Oh, sorry. Let's live in hole underground where we wash ourselves and our body parts, and then we drink the water, and it's all from the same place.
Were you drinking bath water down in Lizard Folk Lair?
I didn't eat or drink anything down there.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I know I did, and I regret it every day.
We drink separate water from what we bathe in, but we do rub armpits with lobster rolls that you eat.
Mo!
I kid.
I know.
I kid. I'm trying to insult comic dogs.
Comic dog. Mo, I like your style though. Mo's like, Mo, wait a second.
Your lobster rolls are good for me to poop on.
Mo, are you learning how to be sarcastic?
I don't know.
Or were you always sarcastic? I have a newfound respect for you, Mo. I think Gwen, though, is going to go kill herself at a rainbow. I think we should maybe chase after her.
Okay.
Something bad's going to happen over there, you guys. I know it.
Mm-hmm. What does our leader think?
Oh, I don't know. I already said we should follow the... Oh,
I know
you're talking
did.
About Bathwack. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, Bathwack was waiting for Will to come down. Now, if we're all moving that way, he'll go.
I fly away. But I actually do, like, I come back down and I'm like, we gotta go, but like then I fly up again because I'm trying to still maintain that like hopeful advantage. Maybe I can see something at some point.
Mm-hmm. I'll run toward the rainbow and hopefully wherever Gwen is going and where Will is flying.
Right.
Will goes this way, Gwen goes that way.
Okay. So yeah, you all head off into the forest. Rafina?
I am totally.
Okay. So yeah, you all continue on through the woods. There are another set of clover footprints that you can follow in case you lose your bearings. But eventually you're able to catch sight of this. These glowing, vibrant colors are beaming through the trees ahead. It's impossible to miss. Brilliant orange and violet, green, blue, red, indigo. Did I get them all? Yellow. I forgot Roy G. yellow.
Biv. Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, I was brave and tried to do them out of order.
Wow.
But I think I only forgot yellow. Yellow's there too, guys.
Okay.
That's Gwen's pee. It's all over the ground.
God. Sorry.
I'm assuming it's yellow. Sure?
I mean, I would think it would be rainbow pee.
I know, for real.
If it's Gwen.
Yeah.
It's golden. You can make a necklace out of it.
It's brown. She only eats sugar.
What the hell is happening?
It's actual gold. We could have bought a 500 piece neck or a diamond with it. Dang it. Anyway.
And yeah, eventually you get to the origin of this beautiful rainbow.
What? And we do not.
Yes, you do. You do. You get there, Abby. You get there. There it is. It's this, what? It's this, it looks like this flat, like rainbow ribbon, like curving off away from you. It's like originating at the ground in front of you and sort of arcing off over above the trees off into the distance. And at the bottom of the rainbow facing you is this figure you've been chasing with a bright smile on her face. We're almost there.
Where are we going?
What, with me? We're going on a fun little trip through the woods. You got to find something lucky for those little furry horned creatures, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? And who better to give you something lucky but me?
Indeed.
Who are you?
Who am I? Are you asking my name?
You didn't let us know your name.
My name's Ferella. What's your name?
Esmeralda?
What was Ferella, it? No!
Ferrero Rocher?
I was about to say that!
Will Ferella? What's...
Do you make Nutella?
Yeah! Yes!
You're all a bit too silly for me. I'm not sure what kind of people you are.
Ferella, what are you? Why do you live in the middle of the woods?
Well, that's just where I live. Where do you live?
In a town.
Where's that town?
It doesn't matter. It's far away. Why do you live in the middle of the woods? Do you have any other friends?
Why are you traipsing around in the middle of the woods?
I don't know, because I've had some very bad luck lately.
Oh, well then, yeah, it's a good thing you met me.
Yeah, that's Ferella. True.
Yes.
We met some umlauts. Are you friends with the umlauts?
Oh, the hairy horned people? Ah, they don't know I'm here.
They don't know you're here?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Is it because they can't see you, or are they just not paying attention?
They're busy with their own things. I keep to myself. I've only been here for a short period of time. I'm not that old, you know.
Oh, where were you before?
I just popped into existence.
Oh. How long ago?
About 8 months or so.
Like the snow in the summertime, maybe?
What?
I don't know. I just figure you're probably related to everything we've done to this world, probably. All the weird changes.
Are you by any chance a depraved god?
I don't believe so. Are you?
No. I'm not sure. Pretty sure I'm not.
I think she might be. Do you guys think she is?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
This is just how we introduce
ourselves.
I've
only known Rafina for a couple days.
Yeah.
Who else would ask somebody if they're a depraved god besides a depraved god themselves? Would any of you ask someone a question like that? I wouldn't.
They all would.
No, I wouldn't.
They didn't?
I'm just, you know, speedy. I asked first.
Is that a synonym of depraved?
I like this one. I'm going to break your fingers.
I want to know why you are here in the middle of... Did you say break your fingers?
I like this one. I'm gonna break your fingers.
What the hell? Rafina.
I love Rafina.
What is
this? How did I live a life without Rafina?
I know,
for real. I don't know.
I wanna know why you're standing around in the woods just ready to mess with people. And the fact that we're looking for something lucky, or maybe we're not, but I mean, we were talking
about
lucky stuff. Yeah, how do you know this? Who are you?
I'm here in the woods. I hear things. I was sneaking around a little bit, listen to your conversation with those hairy horned creatures.
Yeah, you're playing real dumb, but I bet you did something
dumb.
Yeah, I mean,
I just told you what it did.
Have you seen any hairy horned creatures wandering around looking for things?
No.
Are you alone of your kind?
Well, I'm not sure. I've never met anybody else like me. Again, I haven't been around very long, so I don't know.
Well, Forella, let me introduce myself.
Oh, very good. The polite one of the group. We've got the depraved god and the polite one.
You could call me Gwen.
All right, I will.
And I was also just wondering if you enjoy eating sweets.
Eating sweets? I don't know. I don't know that I've ever eaten anything.
What? Here, eat. I'm going to give her a truffle. But here, eat one of these.
You're kind of far away from her.
Oh, I am? Okay, I'm going to toss it over.
Okay.
Here, catch.
All right. She snags it out of the air. And, what do you, when you say eat, what do you mean?
Well, you put it in the mouth, your mouth, and chew and taste it, and then swallow it.
You know, like that mimic you, or whatever, I wouldn't call it a mimic. You know, like that monster you put in the woods that was going to eat us if we touched it? You know, like that, eating.
Oh, I didn't put that there, I just led you to it.
Oh, okay.
What, you don't believe me?
No, not for a second.
It's just been wandering around out here. Likes to pretend to be certain things. I thought it'd be fun to put you in its path.
It doesn't try to hurt you?
Oh, not if you don't get too close. They're pretty slow. Also, it's pretty weird to see just random things sitting out in the woods. You wouldn't get too close unless you're an idiot.
Right.
But also, how did you get all the gold if you've only been around for a little while and you don't know anybody else?
I just kind of have it.
What?
Don't you all have gold?
Yes, but we have stories for how it came to be in our possession.
Interesting. Do they make sense?
Of course they make sense.
Listen to the depraved god over here. So wait, you say I put this in my mouth and then what?
And you chew it with your teeth and you taste it with your taste buds on your tongue. And then you swallow it, and then it goes through your digestive system.
The mouth's for talking, for putting things in it. That's odd. All right. And she pops it in her mouth. Oh, that's interesting. Huh. Wow. That's a sensation. That's a sensation and a half.
Huh. I know, right?
You should do this all the time.
They're quite delightful, aren't they?
I would say so, yes. That's something. Hmm. Yeah, I should try. What'd you say, it was eaten?
Yeah, eating.
Huh. Yes, I should try that. Try that more. Huh.
But not everything tastes that good.
All right.
So you just want to be careful what you put in your mouth.
Experiment a bit.
Yes. So, but also, we need something lucky. Can we have something lucky, please?
Sure.
Now that we've introduced you to eating.
Sure, I know all about luck. Why don't you come on with me? And she starts moving away from you.
Okay.
And she steps backwards onto the rainbow and starts walking up the rainbow backwards. Facing you. Just like walk. It's not like a weird thing
creepy.
Where her head turns around or something. Just walking backwards. You've all done it. Will hasn't. It's beneath him. No, just walking backwards up the rainbow. Come on, then. Just up over this bend here.
Right.
This
Are
is
we
the
able
last of it, I promise.
It?
Guys, do not follow her. She is about to drop us into a pit of snakes or something.
You experiment with this while I experiment with putting other things in my mouth and see how they taste.
Oh, no.
And she picks up speed, walking backwards the whole way and goes up over
Licking
the top of the bend of the rainbow.
Oh, gosh.
Gwen's going to go up to the rainbow and kind of, like, try to step on it to see if she can actually step on it.
Okay. So you go up to the rainbow, sort of, like, push out, like, your foot, just, like, to try to put your weight on it. Your foot goes through the rainbow.
I'm going to turn around backwards, and I'm not going to look.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up the rainbow, because I can.
All right, you guys see this turtly looking dragonborn just sort of push, put, turn around and put his foot behind him, and he steps on the rainbow and starts walking backwards up the rainbow.
Gwen's like, I guess that's the secret.
Before I get too high, I want to hold up.
You're going to stop smoking pot.
I was going to say,
I'm going to hold up my sword in front of me, and I just want to see if I can catch a glimpse of the top of her head so that I can keep her in sight.
Yeah, if you hurry up, you're able to keep sight of her. This is a big, big rainbow. And it looks like you can still see her. She's heading up over the top of the bend. Eventually, she'll crest the top of it and continue on down the other side, you would think, unless something else happens. But for now, you are able to still see her in the reflection of your gleaming sword, despite the fact that you use it to dig holes and do lots of other things.
Crack things open. Yeah. All right. Good. I'll keep walking.
Gwen's going to follow, turn around and then see if she can.
Yep. As soon as you turn around and try to put your weight on it, you're able to step right up onto the rainbow. Nice traction. Doesn't feel like your feet are going to slip out from you. It's a pretty steep incline, but you have no trouble keeping your feet underneath you.
Bathwack is superstitious about looking at the rainbow. it feels like somehow if he sees it, he's going to fall right through.
Like Wile E. Coyote.
He's just whispering to himself, the penitent man.
I love that movie.
Oh my god, it's so good. All right, I'm still flying.
For now, you don't have much time left.
Oh gosh, all right.
It's probably about to run out, to be honest.
He begrudgingly tries what they're doing.
It works, Will.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, this is weird!
Yeah, that's one word for it.
What about Rafina?
Rafina backs into it as well.
All right.
But you guys is all skipping.
Okay. Mo's moonwalking. All right. So you all start heading up backwards over the rainbow.
She trips a couple times because she's skipping while she's going backwards.
Yep.
Not because of the rainbow. I just want to make that clear.
Got it. Okay.
Will, before we get too high, would want to spin around and see if by turning I fall through.
You do.
Okay. So he experiments. Yep. Will's cautious person. Boom. He spends a few minutes at the 2 foot mark or 1 foot mark and just kind of sees at what angle he just starts falling through.
Yep.
To get a sense of that.
Yeah. Once you turn past sort of 90 degrees or more to your left or to your right, you just fall right
through. I walk sideways. Walk sideways, but if I'm trying to go across the rainbow, do I fall through?
Once you turn 90, imagine your shoulders are a line
perpendicular to where the rainbow
is. You can
going.
Move however you want on it, but once you turn your body parallel to, if you're, shoulders are a line from one shoulder to the other.
Uh-huh.
Once that line is parallel with the line of the rainbow, you fall through.
Okay. So this is Will's. It's so funny because I imagine everyone else just happily going up the rainbow. And Will's doing all these experiments.
Stop making notes, Will!
And then he's
the joke is tired!
No, it's not even that. He's trying to catch up to everyone. You're guys, okay. He's trying to walk backwards fast. Guys, what I found is that if you turn this way, don't do that. You're going to fall through. But if you turn this way, you can still kind of do it. He's just
Will's actually really good at walking backwards. He's had lots of meetings with people walking through streets where he's had to turn and face them. Yeah. And he knows where he's going.
I almost seem like I'm finally in my element. Mm. I'm walking backwards on a rainbow, instructing people around me how to walk on the rainbow. And suddenly I look the most confident you've ever seen me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Will, do you walk on rainbows all the time?
What was your job?
That's amazing.
Will's a rainbow walker.
that's my official title. Oh my gosh.
All right. So Will catches up, instructs all of you on the rules of the rainbow.
The rules of the rainbow.
There's got to be rules, guys. Here are the rules. You have to follow them.
That's Will.
Or else you're punished.
He needs to know them so he can break them.
All right. And so you're walking up the rainbow backwards, jauntily.
We're all going to die.
Some sort of music is playing. Everybody, listeners, you decide what music that is.
Oh, yeah. Wizard of Oz, duh.
That's what song popped in my head.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what music popped in.
Welcome to the human race. Yeah. That's a good one.
Dr. Brown. You are walking up and you eventually reach the crest of the rainbow. The forest is spread out.
Oh my god, it's really around. High up in the air.
Oh yeah, like you're a well rainbow. Over the trees at this point. Yeah.
I feel like Will's gonna be like, no, you guys. No, we're supposed to walk up this whole rainbow!
Will, you can just catch all of us if we fall. It's fine.
I can't. I start counting. I actually don't know if I could. Oh, goodness gracious. It's one for each above
you could
third.
Cast it on four people if you use a 6-level spell slot.
So I can't catch everybody.
There's 5 of you.
Oh, no. Will's like, no. Wait, no. Like, seriously, if we were going to go that high, he would have to say something. Unless one of you has the ability to fly or save yourself, this is a bad idea. This rainbow disappears. We're all dead. Come back down.
How high is the rainbow?
You're well above the tops of the trees.
So like 60 feet, like as high as I was in the tree?
Higher. Because you're above
200
feet. Can we
feet?
Not walk back down the rainbow?
I mean, you haven't tried.
But that's one of
your
the things
experimenting
I was doing.
Yeah. Made you think that you could.
So I could
back
walk
at the
back
1
down.
Or 2 foot level anyway.
Oh, no.
Gwen's going to go, Will, I can save myself. Thank you.
Oh. All right. Listen, royalty. I need to know all your secrets. Now, how else can you save yourself so I don't have to save you if we get into a situation where we're falling off the top of a rainbow?
I can save myself.
All right, fine. Then I won't even consider you in the future. Is that really what you want to say?
Well, I'm just saying I could save myself here.
You could save yourself here. All right. I hear that. Fine. Cool. Let's keep climbing up this enormous rainbow, everybody, and fall to our deaths.
There's not much up at this point. Cool. You're about to reach sort of the
so it's just above the trees is where the rainbow goes?
Yeah.
So it's not like I thought it was where a rainbow is, which is up in the freaking sky.
You're kind of up in the sky right
it's
now.
Pretty
Listen,
high.
The tops of the trees are up in the sky?
You're above the tops of the
Guys,
trees.
I don't think Eric knows what trees are.
I don't know what tops are. I don't know what up means. I don't know what crests are.
Right.
You're a toothpaste above the tree.
Okay. All right.
Your guys are in Kresk now in Barovia.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So we're slightly above the tops of the trees,
in
but
a
we're
racist
all the way
town.
In the sky. Jeez Louise. Now what?
Look, Alex said it right. 200 feet. That's how high up you are right now.
That's too high.
I'm not actually very good at judging.
Neither am I! Don't give me a hard time about it!
But I know how tall a tree is.
How tall is a tree?
It's definitely not up in the sky, which is what you said it was up in the sky.
You are up in the sky. You're above the trees.
You guys.
25,000 feet, guys.
A tree is 100 feet. You're 200 feet. You're two trees high.
Okay.
This is 6 rivers. All trees are 100 feet tall.
Oh my God, you're going to break everything.
You plant an acorn. As soon as it sprouts, bam, 100 feet.
Wow, it's like
all
Minecraft.
All trees.
Okay.
Cool. 100 feet tall.
All right, good.
And Gwen's like, I can still save myself. Thank you.
Gwen can save herself in this situation.
Right now.
Here.
Now I can save myself.
Gwen has a parachute and a rocket pack.
All right. So Mr. Blue Skies flies by, and you all then reach the crest of the rainbow at a certain height in the sky.
Okay.
That we've predetermined and everybody's agreed on is reasonable, sensical, and you're able to visualize it. It's going in the wiki.
I hope how high that is this somebody rainbow? Else hears what I'm hearing. Because he was like, whoa, this goes way up in the sky like a normal rainbow, which if you look up in
I
the
never
fucking sky.
Said the phrase normal rainbow.
I said that and you agreed. Am I crazy, you guys? I'm not even drunk. This is, I have like a tiny bit of alcohol.
I kind of am.
Because, yeah, that's why it is. He's totally drunk. That's why.
Listen, if the tree disappeared, it would hurt. The tree.
Yeah. I'm going to delete all of this, the past hour of conversation.
So you get to the crest of the rainbow. And then it starts to slope downwards, right?
Okay.
That's how rainbows work.
Oh, God.
Normal rainbows.
At the top, he goes, oh, God, do I keep walking backwards or do I turn around?
Uh-oh.
Because I could walk down the rainbow when it was slanted that way. You guys, what do we do? And then everyone else is already gone and they're safe.
What is she doing?
Who?
The leprechaun.
Yeah, I was watching her with my sword.
Right, you lost sight of her as she cleared the crest. You don't see her turn around before you lose sight of her.
So she kept walking over the crest backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if Will doesn't somehow get ahead of me and try something, I'm going to continue walking backwards.
Okay. So
that's the last decision Bathwick ever made.
So over the crest of the rainbow you go, and the decision is actually kind of made for you.
Uh-oh.
Because you reach the crest of the rainbow, and you feel your feet pulled out from under you as you spin around and land with the softest of thuds onto the rainbow itself and start zipping down the rainbow away from the crest.
It's the best.
And the wind is rushing through your hair.
Eric was like, our game was getting a little too dark and serious a few weeks ago, so I need to have them slide on a fucking rainbow and get over it. That's what just happened. It's true. Now you seem mad, but I thought that was funny.
Not mad at all.
All right, good. He's drank 10 gin and tonics.
It's interesting to think what people plan and what I improvise.
Oh, wow.
So...
I wonder what was going to happen. What?
I was going to kill all you guys.
Whoa!
Yeah, exactly.
That pit was just going to be filled with spikes and you all fell into
we
it.
We failed. Yeah. We failed
Your
the end
corpses
of the
game. Were just going to be like twitching.
Whoa, what a great way to end.
It would have been a great session.
Yeah.
Whee! You're sliding down a rainbow!
Yay! I'm doing it like Napoleon from Bill and Ted's when he goes down the water slide and he's like panicking, like, ah! That's
yep.
Will.
Mm-hmm. And the wind is rushing through your hair. It's a very fast slide. Like you're like plunging down this rainbow slide.
That's so scary.
And the trees are rushing up towards you, but it looks like you're not going to hit any trees because before you is this black circle that the rainbow looks like it's heading into.
Are you kidding?
And you can see like this
it's an Acme portable hole.
Yeah. Yes.
like a
meet me.
Not a circle, like a ring. You see like a black ring that the rainbow seems to be plunging into within the ring you can see that sunlight is catching and it's just like glinting up at you with these flashes of this gold color.
Whoa.
This ring looks like it's full of some sort of gold substance that you're all just plunging down into. The trees rush up past you and you plunge.
Is there a diving board?
You stop, Bathwack, and you look over. Look, there's a diving board. You stop, you get off. You jump on it twice and you do a double gainer down in, following after everybody sliding down this rainbow into this black ring towards this gold something. And we're going to find out what exactly is in that ring next time on Fork Fried Dice.
Alex posted in the chat a picture from one of his drone flights that shows us how tall 300 to 400 feet is.
Holy shit.
Gwen could have saved herself.
I'm sure we'll get a chance to see that sometime.
How far away from you can it get before you like lose connection with it or whatever.
It depends on if you have line of sight or not.
Yeah. What was this, like, straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
But he still doesn't look like Don Knotts.
No. What a bummer.
Never will.
That's a problem. He never will. It's true.
What is sleep?
Let's do it.
What is sleep?
Just take antihistamines.
What is it?
Yeah, for real. Non-drowsy. They make me fall asleep all the time.
Lies.
It's funny, it says non-drowsy, and then on it says side effects, drowsiness. So, like, it's so stupid.
Imagine what the drowsy ones are like.
I know what they are. Remember when I fell asleep sitting up downstairs back at the beginning of this, when I was just taking the Benadryl. And I sat in a chair and I just was like, so sleepy?
You were asleep in the living room.
Yes, with the kids running around and everything.
2 to 4
and I was just like,
p.m. really in the middle of solid everything. Sleep. Just, I remember just out.
At one point, one of them ran up to me and I was like, what do you want? Like,
and then I
fell back asleep. Yeah, very... I think antihistamines definitely just make me sleepy. Yeah. It doesn't matter if
that's what they do.
They're not supposed to or not. Yeah.
Your superpower.
All right.
All
righty.
Good night, everyone.
Have a lucky week.
Good night, Varela Roche.
Varela Roche.
I can never make a name you guys like. Goodbye.
Pharrell Williams.
No, I like it.
No, you don't. You didn't goodbye.
Say you didn't like it.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.